with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. SNAP recipients will continue to get their benefits.
Two federal judges on Friday said the Trump administration must tap into contingency funds to make payments for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, during the government shutdown. The aid was set to expire November 1st. Roughly 42 million Americans rely on SNAP to help buy food. Federal Judge John McConnell ruled that the suspension of SNAP funding is arbitrary and likely to cause irreparable harm, citing the terror felt by Americans who are scrambling to meet their basic nutritional needs. Bill Alexander, Washington.
President Trump is putting Nigeria on notice for its persecution of Christians. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president says Christianity is facing an existential threat in Nigeria and that his administration will designate the West African nation as a country of particular concern. That designation does not necessarily mean that sanctions will be imposed, but is one step ahead of that. The president writes in a social media post that radical Islamists are responsible for the mass slaughter of thousands of Christians. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A New York judge has dismissed a legal challenge from Texas seeking to enforce a civil judgment against a doctor accused of prescribing abortion pills to a Dallas area woman. The case tested New York's Shield Law, which protects abortion pill providers. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton wanted a New York court to enforce the decision against Dr. Margaret Carpenter. Acting Ulster County Clerk Taylor Brook refused, citing the Shield Law. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 40 points, the Nasdaq rose 143, the S&P advanced 17. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Texas, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The state Supreme Court has ruled that judges and justices of the peace do have the right to refuse to officiate at gay weddings if doing so would violate their sincerely held religious beliefs. The decision stems from a lawsuit filed by McLennan County Justice of the Peace Diane Hensley, who refused to solemnize a same-sex union for religious reasons. She filed suit under the Texas Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which was passed in 1999. Michael Harrington reporting.
Tens of thousands of ultra-Orthodox men covered downtown Jerusalem in a sea of black Thursday to protest plans to draft them into the military, singing, clapping, and holding signs saying they'd rather go to jail. Deep divisions in Israeli society over the current draft exemption given to the Orthodox have emerged as the most serious threat to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government. This is SRN News. Silicon Valley chipmaker NVIDIA plans to supply its graphics processing units for projects with the South Korean businesses and government. Bob Agnew reports.
The goal is to advance the country's artificial intelligence infrastructure and technologies. The new partnership was announced after the South Korean president held talks with NVIDIA's chief executive. He's been getting a rock star treatment reminiscent of Apple's Steve Jobs since arriving in South Korea this week to attend a meeting of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation.
President Trump is calling on the Senate to scrap the filibuster. That's so the Republican majority can bypass Democrats in the Senate and reopen the federal government. But the GOP leader swiftly rejected the idea, putting them at odds with the president. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.